You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. As always, joined by Carrie Muscat, former Arizona resident, taking up her residency back in Chicago. How you doing, Carrie?
Good. Just first opening day hoopla, and we got that out of the way, and now we can get down to business.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're speaking on the morning after the Cubs 3-0 loss to the Cardinals in the much anticipated opener at Wrigley Field. A lot of people paying as much attention to the ballpark and the new scoreboard in left field as Joe Maddon's team on the field. And the Chicago Tribune, Blair Kamen, their award-winning architecture writer, referred to it in his review as paradise changed, not paradise lost, and generally a favorable review about how the scoreboard fits in left field with the overall stadium architecture. Carrie, what's your take after one game in front of the twin scoreboards of Wrigley Field now, the old center field scoreboard and the new electronic scoreboard?
Well, I'm probably not the one to ask, because part of my problem, and again, maybe it was the lighting and maybe it was just what happened, but I thought that the old scoreboard, the classic scoreboard, was kind of lost. And the new video board is just so huge that it just seemed to overpower it. Now, again, it could have been the lighting. I don't know if they just didn't, you know, that center field scoreboard has never been able, you've never really been able to see it very well in night games, so that could have been part of it. The fact that there was only one game, so maybe there wasn't just as much stuff on there. So that could have been part of it. It could just be that I'm a curmudgeon, you know, and I'm just a little slow to change, and maybe that's part of the problem. But I kind of want to see how it looks in the day, because in the night it just really seemed to glow and be like really bright. And again, it's just, you know, I've been covering games at Wrigley since 1987, so to me this was a little much, and I wasn't quite expecting it. What I did like, and what I thought they did really well, was the video, the montage of Ernie Banks, and by incorporating a lot of the video clips of that. That's something that you could tell the fans were watching. You could tell that they were really, really appreciated seeing that. That's something they couldn't do before. So that's a huge plus. I also love the fact, okay, the bleachers may be under construction, but they did a great job covering up that with the black and white murals of Ernie. That looked really cool. I heard from some people who said they thought they should keep that up there all the time. I don't think the bleacher fans would like that, but that was a nice touch. So it's going to take me some time to get used to it.
I got to say, as the game went on last night, I missed the fans out there, you know, and I think I'm actually going to miss watching from the press box, seeing fans out in the bleachers a lot as the next month or two plays out before the left field bleachers open up and then the right field bleachers. I think that was really what struck me last night was how much the bleacher fans do bring to Wrigley Field, how much they are, a big part of what everybody who sits in Wrigley Field, watches the scenes play out.
Well, one of the things, I asked some of the players what it was like without the fans out there, and a couple of them said that they were surprised at just how loud it was, because they thought that with no fans out there that maybe the crowd noise would be a little less, but there were 35,000 people in there, and they were noisy, you know, and that's a good thing. And there was a lot of buzz, and there was a lot of excitement, and Cardinals won. And it's time to move on.
Talking to someone around the Cubs before John Lester's debut, with Jake Arrieta lined up to follow him in the rotation, he posed an interesting question. You know, would I be surprised if Jake Arrieta ended this year with a better ERA than John Lester? And I'd have to say no, I wouldn't, because this is a guy who had a 2.81 ERA in his first 208 innings with the Cubs some at the end of 2013, and then in his breakout 2014 season. Arrieta, for a guy that's not yet been an all-star, did get some Cy Young votes at last year, was fifth in the National League with a 5.3 WAR. What do you expect from Jake Arrieta as we get into 2015?
Well, I think what's encouraging with Arrieta is that a year ago he was still in Arizona doing extended spring training, and he missed the whole first month of the season. So the fact that, one, he's starting on Tuesday, and two, he's feeling really healthy and really good, should be really encouraging for the Cubs. The other thing is, he probably could have a better ERA than Lester. A lot of players, it takes them a year to adjust to Cubdom, if there's if that's such a word. I mean, they have to get used to the weird schedules, the day games, night games. Once they get over the first year and first adjustment period, that kind of helps. And I know it shouldn't be a factor, but it is a factor. And Arrieta now is more comfortable. That's one of the reasons Jason Hamill came back. He's more comfortable here. It'll take Lester some time to get used to everything. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. And while, Lester was underwhelming in the opener, I think not having had a solid spring training, having had that fatigued arm that set him back and had him skip the one start and kind of affected the routine. I mean, I think it may just take him a little while to get his normal pitching legs underneath him. But this is a guy I think it's going to be really impressive as the season plays out. And, don't judge him off opening day. But one thing, I think Joe Madden, that happened in the opener that did not surprise Joe Madden that he was expecting was how well the bullpen pitched after Lester was out of the game. Madden found a way to get five guys in there for 4 2/3 innings after Lester, and Phil Koch, Jason Mott, Neil Ramirez, Pedro Strop, and Hector Rondon, two hits and no runs in that 4 2/3 innings. The bullpen is going to be a real strength of this team, don't you think, Gary?
Yeah, I do, and I know one of the things Joe has told us is that it's going to take him probably about a month to sort of figure out his bullpen and figure out how to use guys and their strengths and weaknesses. It was nice to see that. It was nice to see them all come in and get an inning, a feel for things and in a real game that counts. And so if there's a plus side to the opening night, that would have to be it, is that everybody got in there. So I'm really encouraged. Pedro Strop has looked really sharp this spring. Mott had struggled a little bit, but they figured out a little mechanical thing with his head. He was leaning back too far. Once he gets back in alignment, he's okay. So they have to watch that. And that a lot of that will be up to, it was good for me to see them put Montero in the game. And even David Ross commented on that post game is that, Miggy handled all the relievers well because he knows them well. And Montero has really drawn raves from all the pitchers and how he's able to correct things with the guys. He can get a read on guys and correct things in game. So there's a lot of little things that are developing. It might take a month, for them to figure it out, but it should be better.
Who's going to enjoy? Is anybody going to enjoy this first week of the major league season more than Matt Caesar? You always watch to see how the final roster cuts come out, and you look at a guy like Caesar. Not that he was never a hyped prospect, because he kind of was when he came out of Villanova as a fifth round pick with the all around athleticism, but a guy who's really worked his way up step at a time, and then now seems to have discovered something with his hitting. Do you enjoy watching Caesar this spring and looking forward to him this season?
Yeah, Caesar, he's really unique. I think this will sound weird, if there's any knock on him, it's just been maybe that he's small and maybe, little guys get overlooked, but he makes up for it. I mean, I don't think there was ever a game when he was in there that he didn't make a great defensive play He's smart. He's just a smart baseball player. He'll do what they want. He did change his swing. He said he started doing this last year where he was kind of rolling over on balls a little too much, which by changing what he was doing, that might have resulted in the reason for the 5 home runs in spring training, which is pretty impressive. But he's just a nice little player. I guess apparently, we've talked about it before, he and Madden had a little wager going because Caesar went to Villanova, Madden went to Lafayette, and they met in the first round of the men's basketball tournament. And, of course, Villanova crushed Lafayette. So Madden had to wear a Villanova sweatshirt as by losing their little friendly wager. Well, when Madden called Caesar in to let him know that he had made the team, he even said to him, he said, I hate to give this news to a Villanova guy. He said, but you made the team. And so, of course, Caesar was very relieved to hear that. But it was just they've had this ongoing gag going. So that's pretty good. And Caesar said if Madden gives him a Lafayette sweater, he'll wear it. So that'll be good sportsmanship.
Well, I'm sure they'll probably have letter sweater day or something sometime with Joe.
Probably. But yeah.
It'll be fun to watch that play out. Thank you very much, Carrie. For Carrie Muscat, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. Thanks for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.